But if you play along the field, if you get a shot of the field there, you'll see that you'll want to move the ball around on the court. And the object of basketball is to get the ball inside the hoop, if you don't know. So how am I going to get the ball there at the hoop if I'm at the back and I've got five defenders coming to try to take the ball from me? The thing is, there's something that you have to do. You have to give that which you possess up to others. When you give the ball up to others, like when I receive the ball now, I'm open to go to the shot and shoot it in. And that's exactly how I'm going to show you, teach you about this message today. We need to start being selfish with what we have. We might have a lot of talents, we might have a lot of things that we can do, and God has given those things to us. But we are sometimes so selfish and keep it for ourselves. And the message that I'm going to try and explain to you, how we need to, what God has given us, share with others, like the basketball, so we can all win. And when you score the goal, and you score a certain amount of goals, and you have got more points than the enemy does, which is actually what Christianity is all about, then you'll win the game. So we're going to have some fun on the boards. We're going to shoot Arthur. You'll be seeing myself, my awesome handiwork on the court. We might even play a one-on-one game in a wide angle, whatever. But I want you to enjoy this, just so you can see exactly what it's all about. This might be what one would call the perfect jump shot.
Yeah! Yeah!
And the jump shot's usually the most points that you can score at one time, which is from the three-point line. Every time you score three, I mean, many teams have won their games on the three-point. But once again, if, let's say, Reggie Miller does not get the ball from the people that bring the ball down the court, you see, some people are so selfish. I remember when we used to play at Afis, Afrikaans school, we used to play basketball, and I knew that we could win. Every single time. We had a good coach. And we just had talent in the whole team. But I knew this, we had a problem. Once someone gets the ball, what he wants to do is he wants to shine and score the basket. And that is not how it should work. If we have people coming down the court, let's say the forward throws the ball to the guard and he brings it down. And the first thing the point's got to do at half court is give the ball up. And that's exactly what I'm going to try to explain to you today. Is you got to give a certain thing up so that the benefit of everybody else, so everyone can at the end win the game. And this would be your classic layup. Another lesson you can learn. Never, ever, ever try and play basketball if you're not fit.
Yes.
Paul talks about running a race and all that kind of mad stuff. And just like that, in Christianity, if you're not fit, you will never make it. In fact, you'll never be able to play the game.
Yeah.
So, I taught you three things that you need to do to keep fit. What are they? First of all is...
Read your Bible every day.
Second is?
Pray every day.
It's very, very important. And then you need to go to church. Why? Because that's where everyone comes together and you can be built up and comforted and edified. And not only that, you'll hear the pastor give you an awesome message that's going to change your life. And if you're in the right church, you'll have the Spirit moving all over.
Yeah.
That will change your life too, for the better. So, keep that in mind. At the three-point line, you can get the line there, and you see how far I am from there. And if your teammates get the ball to you by not being selfish, quicker, you can maybe make the shot too.
Oh
yeah.
Okay, now I want to teach you something very important. Basketball works like this. All times, everybody's got to keep their eyes on the ball. Let me give you an example. I'm going to do a simple, normal jump shot from the three-point line. And I want you to see the difference between two things. One thing, I'm going to shoot this ball. The hoop is Christ. The ball is your situation right now. What's my situation right now? I got to get this ball into that hoop. In other words, you got to get yourself to Christ. But there are things in the way, like open airspace, that can distract you. What you got to do is this, and I want to demonstrate this to you. You take the basketball and you shoot it like you know how. Two things you can do. One thing is you can keep your eye on the ball and you will almost always miss it. Or you can keep your eyes on the hoop, which today will be Christ. When you keep your eye on Christ, you will almost always get the ball in. So let me show you. I'm going to shoot this ball and I want you to look at my eyes. You'll see me chasing the ball with my eyes, right? And you'll see me miss it. Check this. Right. Now, the reason we look at the ball is we want to sort of guide the ball into the hole with our eyes. But you will never reach the prize if you put your eyes on your circumstances. You've got to put your eyes on Christ. And this is what will happen. I keep my eyes on the hoop, which in this instance is Christ. See, if you follow your circumstances, the thing we want to do is we want to also always focus on the circumstances. Or like me, I want to put the ball into the hole by guiding him in there with my eyes. It's not going to work. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. You got to keep your eyes on Jesus. And when you do that, and you do what you know how to do, the ball will go in.
Yeah!
Have fun during the weeks doing our midweek shots stuff. Yes, man. The anointing's still heavy, man. Maybe we should do something. But anyway, so did you, besides all the jokes and everything, did you get what I was trying to say? See, this is the way that I saw it this week. We become Christians, right? And now everything's going hunky-dory. Now we're past the phase where, remember 3 weeks ago we talked about temptation. You're now past the way of, you're struggling to get out of church and not being tempted. And, you get past, you get a little bit older in the Lord and you get a little bit more spiritually stronger. Now, as soon as you start walking with God and you start overcoming and everything goes better and you know the word a little bit better and everything's going well, then you start to forget about other people. It's like, remember when I told you about Agent Smith? It says, I'm going to bring Neo down. Yes, me too. And me three. And me too. And that's how we are sometimes. Me. And tonight, if you catch one thing, I want you to get beside yourself. Not beside yourself so that you fall over. Get beside yourself. Stop just thinking of yourself. Because you see wonderful things happening in your life. God has done awesome things in your life. He does miracles for you. He uses you in, your parents and all that kind of stuff. But we are butterflies. But everybody else, we keep in their cocoons, Oh, no, just stay there. I'm on top. As long as you struggle, I've got a job. Or you're a counselor. As long as you got problems, I've got a job. And I want you tonight to take one thing home with you. I want you to forget about yourself and I want you to reach out to other people. Because I always like to just read a scripture in my message so the pastor can say, hey, at least he did something. At least he read from the Bible. Because I just tell jokes and show videos. That's nice. Matthew 10:8. Woo! And it's not the right scripture. No, it's not the right scripture that I had in mind, but it's verse. It is verse 8. No, what do you know? This is like the Great Commission in Matthew 28. It says, go into all the world, preach the gospel. Now, we all know that.
because we're clever, you see. But we don't do that because I preach the gospel in my house, brother. I preach to my father or my brother or my sister. The gospel of peace. Go pick up your stuff in your room. Get your bicycle from outside, put it in the garage. Pick up your stuff from the floor, man. What's wrong with you? Yeah, we like to preach to people. We like to preach to people. Oh, I don't know about that dress today. Mm-mm. Do you like it? Dude, I got new shoes. Yeah, but mine's better, look. I don't know about those shoes, brother. They look like they can smell or something. We like to preach to people. But the right things, we don't preach to people. I'm not saying go and be an evangelist or go and try to conquer the world or be a pastor. Don't go and try to do things. Just do simple things. Reach out to other people. Because you see, here we've got awesome lights and we've got spots and we've got all these games and stuff. But we come to youth one Friday. Then we come to youth the next Friday. Come to youth the next Friday. And I come to youth the next Friday. Who did you touch this week? Yeah, but I'm not really a person that preaches and I'm not really a person. Well, I've got a solution for you. Bring them to youth. How's that? Amen. I'll preach to them. I'll touch them. I'll stand in the gap for them and I will help you. I will you know, gospel is changing with times. The message is always the same. But the methods are different. Yeah. See, I've got friends here who's been walking a road with me for about 2 years now. There's one, Eni van Staden, excuse me. His name's Big Brother. That's what we call him in this youth. And there's my fiance Elsevier. They've been with me for 2 years. Ask those guys. I've been preaching my behind off the last year, 2 years. I took sermons, man. I wrote the... Yes, man. I preached with the best of them. Now, I'm not blowing my own horn. I'm just saying, you know, God had to change me. He had to say, Ivan, man, I went through tough times last year. I thought, man, I can see cuts a snore. I can hear iets break, my man. I can hear a Catholic break, let's say, in water spring. But I walked with my friends. And my friends, you know, even though sometimes I get grumpy and I start to... They stuck with me. And today, this is what you see. The gospel is the same. The message is the same. The method has changed. What do? You bring your friends and invite them for pool foosball and air hockey and tell them you got lights. Men should come to my youth. We have called House of Fire. Not only that, we got disco lights. And we shout in church. Where do you get that? What? Yeah. We shout in church. Okay. And? Well, we've got disco lights and a mirror ball. Oh, yeah, and they show videos every week. Huh? Yeah. They show videos every week. And man, this guy, he's just, you know. See, they're already laughing. You know, what's the We got a funny pastor, man. He dresses like my young brother on skateboards or something. You know? Sometimes my pastor takes off his shoes and everyone falls over. Yo, on safe, my mate. We drink. And when he asks, what? Don't go to Ephesians 5:18. Don't. You know, first bring him to youth, let him see what it's all about. Because if you tell him, you don't be drunk with wine, but, you know, because last night he must just had a pup sock and what not there at his house, you know. We were young, we were wild, you know. Stick your doobie in your hoot weg. You know that one. And every time someone asks you for money, you're like, nee, ek het nie broer. Wat van agter? Nee, onthou ook nie. Meantime is al jou 500 rande in jou skoen. Ja. Yeah. The good old days. You see, we had gangs and stuff, man. Elke ou dink, hy is die rofste in die buurt. No, we gangsters, Jana. And then when there's a gunshot, you run. Lie under your bed. That's what I'm saying. I don't listen. That's right. Like as if you had bombs cooked. Like. Gangsters, man. Ons was. Today, I use my background to minister to young kids. And a lot of times, I stopped saying this. I stopped saying that everywhere that you've gone, I've gone before, blah, 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 because people don't want to hear that. But I am here. God's called me, and I'm here to impact people. I'm here to change lives. So, stop being selfish, bring people to youth, and let's have a party. Because every Friday, man, it can just get better. So, there's a specific thing, just before we go. Oh yeah, those of you who don't know, we have McDonald's after the service. Man, there's another, track place for you. No, man, our pastor feeds us McDonald's after the church. Well, after youth, we get McDonald's. I said, I'd like to see that. Say, yeah, cool, cake. So yeah. Yeah, is that enough? Waar doen jy gaan? Oh, jy moes jy lang geruid? Oh, okay. As jy maal hier is, asjeblief, gaan huis toe. Ek jou gaan nie weg nie, maar ek wil nie met jou van die grond dat jy klaar is. Ja, I've been called for this. That's what I do. So I just got dealt with me and I put out all different things. So tonight I know that you're shy and I know that Kalinka, kom trek vir my jou kitaar, asjeblief. Jy wil Kalinka sing. Sy trek haar kitaar, maat. Ons kry nie sterk genoeg. We don't get strings that strong enough for her. It's like... How many services now? Three. George? Three services now. Strings. Two. Nice. How's that now? Huh?
Yeah,
it's a little bit. Set it up, set it up.
But it's
got a
beat,
eh? Yeah. So while the guitar plays, okay, I know that you're shy, and I know that you circle sometimes. Oh yes, the mense begin al te kos hardloop, die mense uit. I want you to be serious. I want you to just hear me out. I'm here, and me and Annie and Arthur and so on, we've really worked everything up. There's some other things coming. But I want you to just reach out to other people. And I know that that's exactly how I felt. I know that you don't have what it takes. I know that you might be shy. And I know that you don't feel that you're an evangelist or a pastor or whatever. And I want to just, if you want to be, see then, if you've never, I'm going to make a tape once, so you can hear everything that God's been busy with me for the last 3 years. I've seen visions, man, of people, young people, worshiping God and just standing on a mountain and just, I know it sounds superficial, but just think about it. Millions or thousands of young people just standing, and what matters in their life, first thing is God. Ooh, Ivan, my parents are the first thing in my life. Yes, Jesus said, if you love your parents more than you do me, you're in trouble. Oh, brother, with my sister, man, I gotta take care of her. Jesus said, if you love your sister more than God, you're in trouble. So that's what I saw. And I just have an awesome anticipation for a revival. Ask Henny and ask everybody who knows me. That's what I live for. That's why I'm here. So, I told you the story of Jethro, the hip-hop main dude who gave over his empire to what was it? Mighty Mouse. What happened was, he said, listen, Mighty Mouse, you cannot do this by yourself, whatever. Yeah, but I have to counsel people. I understand. But what you have to do is you have to appoint people or get people to help you. So tonight, I've done my part, I think. Now I'm asking your help. I'm asking you to evangelize. Become a person that Jesus can use to touch other people. Now we will equip you. We will help you all that. But tonight, what this verse said, see, I don't even get to the verse. Matthew 10:8, it says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. Then he says, freely you receive, freely you will give. Is anybody who paid for anything tonight? Anybody pay for anything tonight? Okay. When you received salvation, did you pay for anything? My mic is off.
Because your battery's dead.
My battery's dead. No, my battery's dead. So, there you go. I want you to help me share the gospel with people, because I know there's thousands of kids in this town, this not Randburg, I'm talking about Northcliff, thousands of kids who need Jesus Christ. And even if you bring one guy and he receives Christ and he goes to his church or whatever, we're here to change this world. We're here to turn the world upside down. So I know that you've got a lot of things that you don't have and you're shy and all that kind of stuff. I want to, please allow me just to quickly pray for you. I want to ask God that he gives you the boldness to go out and just talk to one person every week. I don't want you to go and win your whole school for Christ. It's impossible. It's not going to work in 1 week or 1 month or even 1 year. I just want you to do one thing once a week. You can even speak to the same person and just... You know, the gospel's easy because God does all the work. He does all the work. The Spirit of God comes and he convicts of sin. All you got to do is just be friendly to people and, you know, just be their friend. That's all you have to do. I'm talking about whoever cares for those people with those thick glasses. Whoever cares about the people, the Oki Medi school. Wat soveel korter is. Huh? Sy van ver af kyk, lekker soos 'n gangster. Jesus. Who cares for a girl who does not fit in anywhere? Every break, you see her sitting in the corner, eating her sammies. And you always see her leaving like 5 minutes or 10 minutes before the break. You see her leave the field. And when she comes into the class, she's got red eyes. What do you think she's done? No. She's probably been crying herself to death. I mean, her pillow is probably like SpongeBob SquarePants. Every night. Please, let's touch people. People need God. I know it. Why? Because I'm here. God wouldn't send me here for nothing. So I'll do some advertising and whatever. But you can help me a lot. So tonight, if you need boldness, the Bible says if you lack anything, ask it from God. And he will give it to you. So if you want me, just please, I want to pray for you for boldness. Maybe I'll just ask you. Even if you're sick, just come. Pray for boldness that God can use you and for you to be open so God can use you where you work, where you walk. You know how many thousands of people you walk past every day? Thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And all you're thinking is, I gotta get from McDonald's to my house. If you're really hungry, you got to get from your house to McDonald's ASAP. Awesome. I had Arthur ask me this week, do you eat so much McDonald's, really? So, yeah. So, this altar call is for those that want to touch people. See, Romans 1:11, let me just read that to you. This is what it says. He says, I can't wait to see you. Paul writing to the Roman church, I think. Yeah. Romans 1:11. Listen to this. This is awesome. He's saying, I can't, this is my own version, okay. I can't wait to see you so that I may impart and share with you some spiritual gift that you might be strengthened and established. That's what I want to do. If you want a scriptural basis, there's it. I just want to impart to you. I don't know what gift you're going to need. Maybe God will just use me to just speak it into your life here. I don't know. What do you need? I just want to speak it into your life. I want to just touch you. Just that, you know, just that Christ love touch. Say, I want to impart to you whatever you need that you think you lack. Right, so just come to the front quickly. Jesus. Let's all stand. I know everybody like, let's just...